This morning I pray you will come to Jesus' table by faith. For it should be the place that is not only a place that we worship, but it is centrally a place of faith. The table is to be a place of faith that reminds us of the cross and what Jesus did for us there when he died to forgive us of our sins. It is also a table, when we come by faith, where we remember that we worship a risen Savior, that he's alive. Let's pray together here at the table and prepare our hearts for the words of Jesus. Jesus, we come by faith here to the table, and we come to your words, and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to quicken our understanding, to awaken the faith that you have given. And Lord Jesus, as you came to bring a new relationship with God, we would be renewed in our relationship with you, Father, through this time here at the table. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. We're going to look at Matthew this morning, chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, for the words of Jesus. It'll be up here on the screen. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along there and to listen for God's word to you here this morning. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal for you?" "As you go into the city," he told them, "you will see a certain man. Tell him, 'The teacher says, my time has come, and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house.'" So the disciples did as Jesus told them and prepared the Passover meal there. When it was evening, Jesus sat down at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, "Am I the one, Lord?" He replied, "One of you who has just eaten from this bowl with me will betray me. For the Son of Man must die, as the Scriptures declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for the one who betrays him. It would be far better for that man if he had never been born." Judas, the one who would betray him, also asked, "Rabbi, am I the one?" And Jesus told him, "You have said it." As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it. For this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many. Mark my words, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. The table of the Lord Jesus is a place for us to be spiritually renewed and assured as we come to the table by faith in not only what Jesus did for us on the cross, but that also He is a risen Savior present with us today. It may be a challenge for you to hear the words of Jesus from 2,000 years ago unless you realize that this time today is a moment of faith. Jesus' words and actions at the table when he took some unleavened bread and wine and used for a Jewish Passover, then shared with his disciples at the meal. He gave it to his disciples, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body, and this is my blood." It's a challenge if those words just remain 2,000 years ago and they don't come to the moment by faith as you hear them now from Jesus. And as you meet him at the table, they must be words that compel you to come by faith to him. Jesus, at that meal 2,000 years ago, what we read about here in the Scripture, was essentially replacing the Jewish Passover meal with what is called by many as the Lord's table. We call it communion. We call it the Holy Sacrament. There are many names, about a dozen or more, that we can call the time here at the table. The Passover celebration called the Jewish people to remember what God did for them when he set them free from the slavery that enslaved them in Egypt. What Jesus set in place at the table was a celebration of death and the resurrection. That would seem a bit odd unless we understand what we have been set free from. Unless we remember that we have been set free from sin. Because a celebration of death, those words just don't seem to go together too well, do they? It might seem strange, but the resurrection is included there. Freedom is included in the Passover meal. Freedom is included in the Lord's Supper. If you come to Jesus by faith, seeking his forgiveness and his life, there's freedom there. What Jesus did at the table could be seen in a couple of ways. Either it was blasphemy, because at that table he was declaring that he was worshipped and to be worshipped as the living Savior, God. On the other hand, it could be viewed that Jesus truly was saying he is God himself, establishing at the table a new relationship with God, something that had never been before, something that wasn't in the Old Testament but was now in the New Testament through Christ Jesus, a new relationship with God through Christ Jesus and his sacrifice and resurrection. The only way of a new relationship with God was through that cross that we remember here at the table. Jesus couldn't have selected a more anti-worldly way of worship than what he set forth at the table. What a humble thing he does, going to the cross. Because what the world looks for is everything super, okay? And everything greater, and everything more powerful, and more awe-inspiring. And there, at a small table, with a handful of those that had followed him, he set a new covenant with God Almighty in heaven above. A celebration of death? There have been many through history that have thought of this table as that and that alone. It's just a table of death. In fact, some thought that the early Christians that gathered at the table were practicing cannibalism. Okay? Boy, that's as far as it goes in relationship to death. The table, yes, is a celebration of the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus when we come by faith. The table is the place where we are by faith to eat the bread and drink the cup, remembering that we have life. Remembering that we have life through what Jesus has done for us. That we have freedom from the sin that contains us and chains us here on this earth. The table is a place of faith and hope. It must be a place of faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, a living Savior here this morning. Of anything we do in a worship service, anything we do, this table must be the place where we come by faith, believing that Jesus is God come to earth. Jesus is the one who died without sin to forgive us of our sins. Jesus rose from the dead, and we meet Him by faith here at the table. You worship Jesus here at the table. We live with Jesus here at the table. You can be here this morning and not be a person of faith. You can be here this morning and not even be a Christian. And you might get something out of the service. You can sing and enjoy the sound of the song and raising your voice and not be a Christian. You can be together with others and you can laugh and fellowship and shake hands and drink coffee and enjoy that fellowship and not be a Christian. You can learn some things even from the Word of God. There's good things in the Word of God. And you can even learn things and not be a Christian. You might even laugh at the jokes of the pastor. Or maybe laugh at the pastor. And not be a Christian. If you're not a Christian and you come to the table, well, you won't get much. Because this is really to be the place of faith. You might get a little piece of bread. You might get half an ounce of juice. And you'll get nothing more if you don't come by faith in Jesus Christ. His table is a place to think about where we're at, what our condition is, whether it be with or without Jesus. And remembering what He did for us. Before we come to the table, I'd like to invite you to consider a few of God's words to us here at the table. First, I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 29. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon you. So it's important this morning, here at the table, to examine our hearts, to reflect upon where we would be without Jesus and what He did for us. It's important for us to ask, are we living in ways that show others that I believe, that I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Am I encouraging my brothers and sisters in Christ as I come to Jesus' table this morning? When you come to the table, are you accepting by faith the gift of the grace of God in your life? That requires faith. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21 with me. And think about this at the table. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we might be made right with God through Christ. That's what we know. That's what we live. That's what we believe by faith when we come to the table. When you come to the table, will you consider your life? And if you're living for Jesus, who died and lives for you, I'd like to back up just a few verses in 2 Corinthians. Same chapter. I want to go back to verses 14 through 15. Either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. When you come to the table, consider, reflect, am I living for Him, who died and rose for me? Here at this table, we need to remember some important words from Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 26 through 29. Dear friends, that's what He'd call us as we come by faith. Dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice that will cover these sins. There's only the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume His enemies. For anyone who refused to obey the law of Moses was put to death without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Just think, how much worse the punishment will be for those who have trampled on the Son of God and have treated the blood of the covenant, which made us holy, as if it were common and unholy, and have insulted and disdained the Holy Spirit, who brings God's mercy to us. when coming to the table, it is essential to consider our lives, to consider sin. And if there be anything that we need to confess before Lord Jesus, before we meet Him here at the table, or as we meet Him here at the table, to come clean before Jesus as we remember that He died for the freedom from that sin. To never approach this table treating what Jesus did for us and is doing for us in a common and unholy way. We must come to the table confessing and believing in the forgiveness that Jesus poured out for us on the cross. We must come to the table by faith, remembering the words of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. He's faithful and just. He is alive here as we come to His table by faith. May we come to the table by faith. This table of mercy. This table of food for our salvation. This table of life and freedom and forgiveness. This, the Lord's table. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, this is Your table. And You invite all of those that have faith and trust and believe in the forgiveness of their sins through You and what You did upon the cross and what You overcame in the grave, and that You are here as a resurrected Savior serving here at this table this morning. Lord, we take a moment to not in any unworthy way come to Your table, but to know that as we confess our sins, You forgive us. And then You want to feed us. And You want to help us. And You want to encourage us. And You want to live in us. So as we eat this bread, we drink this cup, Your bread for us. May we be filled by Your Holy Spirit to live in Your freedom and to live for You. Meet us here at the table today, Jesus. We pray in Your name. Amen.